Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students. In the last lesson, we learned about how to listen to instructions. Today, we are going to learn how to give instructions.
Listen, Tewuka, we have only a small amount of feed left for the chickens. Can you please tell Silas to be careful in how much feed he gives the chickens, so we are sure we have enough feed to last a few more days?
Huh? Oh yes, sure, I got it.
Wait, Tewuka, are you still sleeping? Look at the sky. The sun has been up for a long time now.
No, I get what you say, Mr. Utela. I will tell Silas.
Now, listen again. I said we have only a small amount of feed. Please tell Silas to be careful in how much he gives the chickens, so we are sure to have enough feed to last.
I said I got it, Mr. Taylor.
All right. See you when I get back, boy.
Hey, Silas.
Hey, Tebuka.
Hey Silas, I'm going to town, but Mr. Taylor says give some feed to the little chickens.
What? You want me to give the little chickens more feed?
The little chicken, Mr. Taylor says we'll get feed for them that will last.
How about the other chickens? What should I do with them?
Don't ask me too many questions. Mr. Taylor says be careful with them. Give the small chicken feed. I have to go, man. See you later.
Students, I want to ask you this question. What was wrong with the way Tebuka gave Silas instructions? Thank you, students. Maybe you said Tebuka was in a rush. He was hearing from a distance, using confusing language, not speaking clearly, and not allowing Silas to ask questions. Let me ask you another question. What might happen as a result of those poor instructions? Thank you, students. Silas might do the wrong thing. He might give the chickens too much feed when he should be giving them less.
I don't understand, Mutesi. What do you mean I can't get any feed again now? You are wasting my time.
I'm saying we are out of chicken feed. There is no more feed in the storeroom again. We will have to wait until Mr. Butera goes to town.
But how come? If you are not careful, the chickens will soon start dying one by one. But Mutesi, are you telling me you were not taking stock inventory and you allowed the feed to get totally finished like this?
Look, Cyrus, don't get me angry. Remember, you have been taking plenty feed since this morning. Mr. Butera is here. Thank God.
Silas.
Yes, Mr. Butera.
Hi, Mr. Butera.
Yes, hi. How are things going? My boy Silas, you got my instructions from Tewuka?
Yes, Mr. Butera. You said I should give the smaller chickens more feed.
What? Where is that Tewuka? Look, I told Tewuka to tell you to use a small amount of feed for the chickens because the farm was almost out of feed. What did you do?
Everything is finished now, Mr. Butera.
See that terrible problem you gave me? You used all the feed. It means I have to make another extra trip back to town. Who will pay for the fuel?
Students, let me ask you this question. What is the cost to the business of Tebuka's poor instructions here? Thank you, students. Maybe you said the cost to Mr. Butera's business is lost feed and fuel for the extra trip to town and the cost of Mr. Butera's time. Students, remember, it is always important to give clear instructions. When we are speaking to other people, we need to be clear and we need to take our time to speak. And when we are listening to other people, we need to pay attention and not interrupt the person who is speaking. Always remember, good communication can help build great teams at work. Students, remember that there are many things that you can do to give good instructions. You can speak clearly, speak slowly, allow the other person to ask questions, or even allow them to write the instructions down. Remember, students, being able to give good instructions is an important part of being a successful worker. Let us bring our learning to real life. Think about these times in your life and then discuss with a fellow student next to you. 1. When you have misunderstood instructions from someone and what happened. 2. When you gave instructions and the person misunderstood them. What happened? Great students, you might have said, when you misunderstood instructions or someone misunderstood the instructions you gave, the task that was required in the instructions could not be carried out because you or the other person took the incorrect information. This might have caused delay and unnecessary cost to yourself and others. Remember, when receiving instructions, ask questions for clarity and repeat back what you have heard. When giving instructions, speak slowly and clearly and ask the receiver to repeat back what you have said. You might have had other answers. As we saw today, Silas did not do well due to poor communication from Tebuka and the business was badly affected. What can happen between a customer and a seller when one of them speaks in a way that is not clear? Let us see what happens to Tebuka in the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in TVET Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda TVET Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.